Hey, baby. Welcome home. Yes, this is a video camera. I know, you have questions. We'll get to that. First, how was your day? Oh, baby. I hate seeing you so dejected. I know it must be hard going into work after your boss told you that they're downsizing next month. You've been working there for so long. And with the economy the way that it is right now, it's unfair that you're being thrown back into job hunting just because they want to maximize their profits even more. Ugh. Did you have any luck today? That's what I thought. That's why, well, I actually met with your boss today about giving your job back. Oh, now don't get mad, baby. I'm sorry. I knew you wouldn't want the help, but I couldn't stand seeing you so sad. I didn't enjoy keeping it from you, but I had to try. I had to do my part to help, baby. To try and get him to reconsider. And I did. Yeah, baby. I did. You're going to keep your job. Yes. Oh, God. It's so good to see you smile, baby. there's just one more thing that your boss wanted before he finalized the paperwork. He wanted to see a video of me explaining our meeting to you in detail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I have the camera set up. It's already recording. Why don't you just have a seat on the bed with me while I tell you about my day, okay? Well, after you left this morning, I debated on whether or not I should call him for so long. I knew it would upset you and that you might be angry with me, but I knew that it was our last hope for saving your job and that I had to try. So I looked in your address book and I called him. I had to redial his number 3 times before I finally got it right. My hands were shaking so badly. Anyway, he answered on the first ring, which caught me completely off guard. And then as soon as he heard my name, he almost hung up. I begged him to hear me out, to give me the chance to convince him how much you deserve to keep your job, how much you'd already given to the company, and how much you shouldn't be thrown away like some new hire. He didn't seem convinced, until I started crying, that is. Then he finally agreed to meet me. I was so shocked, so grateful. I kept thanking him and told him that he wouldn't regret it. He warned me that he better not before hanging up on me. He had agreed to meet me at his home in 2 hours, saying that he didn't want to be inconvenienced to drive to the restaurant I'd originally offered to take him to. I spent the next hour agonizing over what the correct outfit to wear would be. I needed to convince him to save your job, to save our family, so every single detail needed to be perfect. I decided on an outfit that I hadn't worn in years, not since I left my old marketing job. I remembered the confidence the professional attire had given me in important presentations, and I thought it would be the perfect choice. I've gained a few pounds since I wore it last, so it was tighter than it used to be. The knee-length pencil skirt stretched tightly across my thighs and my ass, and the dark blue blouse that I tucked into it barely contained my chest. I wasn't used to wearing something that displayed my body so fully, but I knew that it was still the best outfit for such an important meeting. I debated on whether I should leave my legs bare, but ultimately decided that a pair of sheer black hose would be the best option, and I painstakingly rolled them on, my stomach in knots as I did so. It was early, but I couldn't resist painting my lips a bright red to complete the outfit. I'd read somewhere that red was power color, and I needed every bit of power I could muster. Finally, I was ready, but something still felt off. Staring at my reflection in the mirror, Well, I undid the top three buttons of my blouse. The fabric pulled away, revealing my ample cleavage and the tiny black bow in the center of my bra. I know it was a dangerous move, honey, but I thought the sex appeal might be just the edge I needed to convince him. Even though the knowledge that I was dressing up to attract a man besides my husband had me racked with guilt. You know that's not something I ever do, but it was necessary. You see that, don't you, baby? Oh, good. So, I left the house quickly after that, before I could lose my nerve, and made my way to his. I'd been there so many times for your company Christmas parties, I didn't even have to focus on the drive. Which is lucky because my head was spinning. I was going over my argument in my head, trying to think of his counterpoints beforehand so that I knew how to respond. And my heart was beating wildly at the idea of going toe-to-toe with someone as powerful as he is. I knew that it wouldn't be easy, but I couldn't give up after getting this far. When I got to his house, his car was the only one in the drive. I knew that his wife and daughter must be out, probably shopping or otherwise spending money without a care in the world. Well, here I was, fighting for my own family's financial future. I walked to the large, imposing door and knocked quickly. If I found the door imposing, it was nothing compared to the man who opened it. It had been almost a year since I last saw your boss, and somehow I'd forgotten quite how big he was. He towered over my small frame, and his face was impassive. No friendly smile welcoming me in like it had been the last time I crossed his doorstep. He gestured me inside curtly. Heart beating wildly and cheeks flushing, I thanked him for his time. He merely grunted, a deep, unconcerned noise that sent worry sliding up my spine as he led me into his kitchen. You know the kitchen is my favorite room of their house. It's a piece of modern domestic art, decorated with etched glass and stainless steel. But I didn't even notice the gorgeous room I normally pined after. My attention was solely on him. He was already dressed for work in neatly pressed slacks and a crisp red button-down shirt, and I realized that he must intend to go in right after our meeting. I noticed the color of his shirt and realized that red is a power color. And I could only hope that I pulled it off in the same fashion as he did. His suit jacket was thrown over a chair at the counter, which he sat down in, pouring me a cup of coffee he had ready and telling me to have a seat. Sitting down, I tried to keep my hands from shaking as I took the cup, but I had to set it down immediately. My stomach was churning with worry, and I knew I wouldn't be able to keep anything down. As I set down the cup, I could feel his eyes hard on me, and I knew that it was now or never. So I started talking. Going through the lines I had repeated over and over to myself as I drove to his house, explaining how you had worked for the company longer than most of the employees there, and had spent countless hours finalizing project after hours, unpaid and without expectation of praise, just because you knew that it was the right thing to do. I spoke for what felt like hours, although I know it couldn't have been more than a few dozen minutes. He never said a word, and his gaze never warmed, and panic started to snake into my veins as I realized that he might actually say no. Finally, he held up a hand to stop my increasingly desperate speech. I could feel my heart thudding in my chest, and knew that if I looked down, I could see the bare expanse of skin moving with it. But I held his gaze. Held his gaze as he told me that nothing I had just told him was news to him, and that just because you were a good man, it didn't mean that he could disregard the bottom line. My heart sank. Immediately, I knew that nothing I could say could convince him otherwise, and the realization dawned that I'd failed you, my husband. I was devastated. He examined me for a few moments as panicked tears filled my eyes before he spoke again. His voice had shifted in pitch, and he told me that he thought there may be a way for him to make an exception. My heart felt like it stopped and restarted in double time, and I was instantly pleading with him, begging him to let me know what it is. That I would do anything if he would just make an exception. His gaze grew sharper at my words, and then dipped down to my cleavage. In my exuberance, I had grabbed his arm and was holding tightly to it, but I released him as he moved forward and undid another button on my blouse. The fabric billowed out, giving him a clear view of my bra and the swell of my breasts. I gasped as his fingers moved from my blouse to graze over the fabric of my bra. As he ran a finger over the peak of a stiffened nipple, I couldn't help but let out a moan. "Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I can see the way that you're looking at me. I mean, when I left our house, I knew that being a woman, going to meet a powerful man alone at his house, and having seen the way he looked at me at past events, well, I knew that something like this might happen, but baby, I was prepared to turn it down, I promise. I've always been a good and faithful wife, but in that moment, after failing to save your job, and having any kind of hope to correct that failure dangled in front of me, I gave in. And, oh God, honey, I'm so ashamed to admit it, but feeling him touch me, I wanted it. I wanted more. Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Baby, please, look at me. Oh, God, you won't even look at me? Baby, please. Baby, are you hard? Don't lie to me. I can see the bulge in your pants from here. Honey, does the thought of another man, of your boss, the man who fired you after years of loyal service, groping your wife's breasts, turn you on? Oh my God, you just got even harder. You're aroused, knowing that your boss has had his hands all over me. Well, that's good. Yes, baby, because I have more to tell. Why don't you take your cock out for me, baby? I want to see you stroke it while I tell you the rest. The camera. Oh, don't mind that. Just ignore it, baby. I want to see you touching yourself as I tell you exactly how your boss touched me. That's it. Good boy. Stroke it nice and slow. Yes. Anyway, your boss, feeling my acceptance, stood from his chair. I could see his cock hardening in his pants, just like I saw yours, and God, he was big. I whimpered as I stared at his growing bulge, but only for a second before his mouth was on mine. He pulled my face up to meet him and kissed me roughly, his teeth pulling at my soft lower lip, his tongue roughly punishing my mouth. He pulled my body close to his, but his hands were busy untucking my blouse from his skirt. I vaguely heard the sound of buttons ripping free, but I didn't care. He was so hot. His body was pulsing against mine, and I could feel the heat of his cock pressing against me as he ground his crotch against mine. I whimpered again into his mouth when he harshly yanked up my bra, leaving my soft, round tits free. His hands were rough, aggressive, powerful as he gripped them, kneading them. He pinched my nipples hard and I cried out, breaking free of the kiss and trying to pull away from him. He laughed at my pain and held me close. He was so strong, so powerful, and I was helpless to resist him. He could do whatever he wanted with me, and I would have to submit. And the knowledge of that made my pussy clench. He knew, too. Oh, God, he knew the second my panties were drenched. His gaze became even hungrier, and his hand slid between us to rub my damp little pussy through my tight skirt. I moaned, my head tipping back at the feeling, and his mouth was immediately on my neck, kissing and biting as he kept rubbing my pussy. I couldn't get enough, baby. I could feel him so close, feel the heat of his huge cock against me, feel his hand rubbing circles around my clit. But they were muffled by the cloth, and I needed him inside of me. Needed to know what a man as powerful as him felt like thrusting inside of my tight little pussy, filling me, coating me. I needed him, and he knew it. Oh, God, baby. Oh, just thinking about it. Thinking about him. Oh, fuck. I'm so horny again. And I can see that you still are. You've been pumping away your cock this whole time. Oh, it's so swollen and shining with pre-cum. Come here, baby. Please, I need some relief in order to finish the story. Just come between my legs. Oh, I need your mouth on my pussy. Yes. Yes, right there. Oh, keep stroking your cock as you lick me, baby. That's it. So, as he's rubbing my pussy through my skirt, and I'm grinding against him, he uses his other hand to pull my head back up to face him, and held my gaze as he growled an order at me. Do you want to know what he said, baby? He told me to tell him that I was his little slut. And I did. Oh, fuck, I did. Over and over. His eyes were molten hot as I said it, moaned it, screamed it for him. I could feel the power pulsing from him, and the feelings of submissiveness were heady. I know you tried to please that side of me, baby, but we both know you could never be his equal as a dominant. I love the sex we have, but... oh, but you've never been able to stroke that particular itch. And, well, his entire being exudes power and control, and he fucking fulfills that promise. As I screamed for him, he flipped me around roughly, pushing my naked chest onto the cold counter as he bent me over it. He ripped up my skirt, pulling it around my waist, and yanked my panties and my hose down to my knees. I gasped as the cool air hit my sensitive, swollen pussy. I could hear the jingle of his belt buckle, and before I could move, he had grabbed my waist and thrust himself inside of me fully. Oh, fuck, he was so fucking huge. I cried out, but he was already pumping inside of me, driving that big, thick cock in and out of me faster than I could handle. Oh, I came instantly, but he kept going, demanding I keep calling myself his slut as I rode the wave of my orgasm. I screamed for him so loud the neighbors must have heard me coming all over his cock. Know how good he was fucking me. Oh, he kept pumping, his cock slamming into me, stretching my tight pussy, forcing me to make room for his thick shaft, pushing deeper than I have ever felt. Oh, you know I love your cock, baby, but his, oh, there's no comparison. Fuck. He kept pounding, his heavy balls slapping against my clit. As I screamed for him yet again, coming around his cock for what felt like the millionth time, I felt him throb inside of me as he slammed his cock fully into me and filled me with his thick load. My wrecked pussy greedily milking every drop from his balls. There was so much. Oh, but you know that, don't you, baby? You've been licking his cum out of my pussy this entire time and haven't said a word, and I know there was too much of it for you not to have noticed. So, obviously, you don't mind a bit, do you? You're happy to clean my pussy of his cum, to lick and suck it out of my tight little hole? Oh, baby, just like that. Yes. Oh, you're so good at this. You always have been. Oh, you know that. Know your place. Your worth. Oh, God, baby. I'm so happy. Oh, so happy that I was able to get your job back. And that you don't hate me for cheating. Oh, and the fact I think you love it. I am so, so glad. Oh, I didn't want to keep secrets from you, baby. God, I could have easily told you that after I turn over this videotape to your boss, it's done. That I wash my hands free of that relationship, and that you get your job back, and that it all goes back to normal. But I'm not going to tell you that, baby. Because I'm not going to stop seeing him. Oh, I'm gonna fuck him again and again. Not because he'll fire you if I don't. He's not blackmailing me. No, because I want to. I want to feel his cum inside of me again. I want to keep feeling this excitement. To keep feeling this slutty and used. Oh, and thoroughly fucked by a powerful man. Now I know that I can come home to lie down in our bed, spread my legs for you, so you can see his big load spilling out of me, and clean up every last drop. Is that right, baby? Oh, baby, did you just come? Uh-oh. It looks like that aroused you a bit too much. Stand up, baby. Look at all of this cum. Not as big of a load as your boss, but... Oh, well, we can't let it go to waste now, can we? Oh, no, no, no. Not me. I've already been filled tonight, baby. No, darling. Let me scoop it up. You can lick my fingers clean. That's it. Good. Attaboy. That's it. Oh, go take a shower, darling. We're done here. I love you so much. I'll just go ahead and email this over to your boss so that he can clear you for work in the morning. Clear his afternoon for me.